The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on KrishnaPath.org. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is Authorized, a 24-page booklet. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The message of the Vedas, India's ancient spiritual and philosophical texts, is that the human form of life is meant for reviving our original God consciousness through the practice of spiritual discipline. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, is a worldwide, non-sectarian movement dedicated to propagating this message for the benefit of mankind. The society was founded in 1966 by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who had come to the United States a year earlier on the order of his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, to teach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Over the years, ISKCON has steadily grown in popularity and influence, and today it is widely recognized by theologians, scholars, and laymen as a genuine and important spiritual movement. The reason for this is twofold. First, the philosophy which guides the lives of ISKCON's members is grounded firmly in the teachings of the Vedic literatures, specifically the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Second, the spiritual master and founder of ISKCON, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is a leader of substantial erudition and integrity. As the current representative of an unbroken chain of self-realized spiritual masters reaching back to Lord Krishna himself, His Divine Grace is the leading exponent of Vedic culture in the world today. ISKCON is an educational, cultural, and philosophical movement with nearly 100 centers in 33 countries throughout the world. These centers enable full-time members to live in close association following the principles of Vedic life, and also provide a place where interested visitors can learn about the philosophy and culture of Krishna consciousness and participate in its various functions. The members of ISKCON are all of all ages, of varying degrees of education, and from many walks of life. Students, teachers, scientists, servicemen, laborers, and professionals. Indeed, numerous races, creeds, and nationalities are represented in ISKCON. The unifying characteristics that bring such diverse individuals to Krishna consciousness are high ethical standards and a sincere desire to understand spiritual truth. As a prerequisite for the serious pursuit of spiritual life, all devotees voluntarily abstain from meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. In contrast to the complexity and anxiety of modern life, the Krishna conscious lifestyle is based on the principle of, quote, simple living and high thinking, end quote. Devotees rise very early, about 4 a.m., and spend their morning hours in meditation and study, attending classes in the profound and practical philosophy of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's translations of these two Vedic classics are regarded by many scholars as the most erudite and authoritative available. In the morning hours, the devotees also meditate on the Maha Mantra composed of the following transcendental names of God: Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Vedic literature states that this meditation is the simplest and most sublime process for reviving God consciousness in this current materialistic age. During the day, the main activity is preaching Krishna consciousness. Many devotees go out to public places to distribute the society's books and its official journal, Back to Godhead magazine, which has a monthly circulation of more than 1 million copies in 13 languages. This literature is provided by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of the publishing arm of ISKCON, which is the exclusive publisher for the works of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Since its inception in 1972, the BBT has quickly become the world's largest publisher and distributor of English and foreign language editions of India's spiritual classics. To date, the BBT has published a total of 60 400-page hardbound volumes, each profusely illustrated with original paintings by devotee artists. It is principally through the distribution of this literature, as well as by contributions from members and well-wishers, that the society is financially maintained. In addition to book distribution, devotees engage in a wide variety of activities, including teaching, outside jobs, artistic pursuits, and farming. The qualification in Krishna consciousness is not the kind of work one performs, but that it be done in the spirit of devotion to God. As Lord Krishna tells his devotee Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, quote, "All that you do should be done as an offering unto me," end quote. Bhagavad Gita 9:27. Once a year, the members of ISKCON journey to the society's international headquarters at Sridham Mayapur, West Bengal, India. Srila Prabhupada has proposed establishing an institute of Vedic studies at this site, where visitors from all over the world can learn about Vedic culture and witness it in practice. Presently, the World Center includes a large facility for massive distribution of food to thousands of needy families. Another major Indian center is in Vrindavan, the birthplace of Lord Krishna, where the society has recently opened the magnificent Krishna Balaram Temple and International Guest House. In the United States and other countries, ISKCON has established a series of rural ashrams, each a model of Vedic agrarian life. Avoiding modern farm machinery as much as possible, they demonstrate that a human being need not depend on the artificial economy of the city. He can live peacefully and simply in the countryside while pursuing a spiritual life. For the children of ISKCON, there is Gurukul, the society's primary and secondary school system. Taught by academically qualified members of the society, the children learn Vedic language and culture, as well as the usual subjects like English, math, and history. The unique feature of Gurukul is that the entire educational process is centered around the goal of self-realization. Throughout the world, the Krishna Conscious Society has been recognized for its cultural and welfare activities. Mayors and law enforcement officers in major metropolitan areas have praised the society for its success in helping young people overcome drug dependence. Addictions magazine declared, quote, "Krishna consciousness is close to 100% successful in stopping drug use," end quote. The mayor of San Francisco has proclaimed a Rath Yatra Day in honor of the spectacular festival held annually in ISKCON. In addition, ISKCON is establishing centers for Vedic studies in several major American cities to enable college students and residents to take courses in Vedic philosophy, religion, arts, social thought, and psychology. Thus, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, a dynamic and effective spiritual movement, is making a significant contribution to the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of contemporary man. The founder Acharya. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was born in 1896 in Calcutta, India. He first met his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in Calcutta in 1922. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, a prominent devotional scholar and the founder of 64 branches of the Gaudiya Math Vedic Institutes, liked this educated young man and convinced him to dedicate his life to teaching Vedic knowledge in the Western world. Srila Prabhupada became his student, and 11 years later, 1933, at Allahabad, he became his formally initiated disciple. At their first meeting in 1922, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur requested Srila Prabhupada to broadcast Vedic knowledge through the English language. In the years that followed, Srila Prabhupada wrote a commentary on the Bhagavad Gita, and in 1944, without assistance, started an English fortnightly magazine. Recognizing Srila Prabhupada's philosophical learning and devotion, the Gaudiya Vaishnava Society honored him in 1947 with the title, quote, Bhaktivedanta, end quote. In 1950, at the age of 54, Srila Prabhupada retired from married life, and 4 years later he adopted the Vanaprast retired order to devote more time to his studies and writings. Srila Prabhupada traveled to holy cities of Vrindavan, where he lived in very humble circumstances in historic medieval temple of Radha Damodar. There he engaged for several years in deep study and writing. He accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, in 1959. At Radha Damodar, Srila Prabhupada began work on his life's masterpiece, a multi-volume translation and commentary on the 18,000-verse Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana. He also wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets. After publishing three volumes of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada came to the United States in 1965 to fulfill the mission of his spiritual master. Since that time, His Divine Grace has written over 60 volumes with authoritative translations, commentaries, and summary studies of the philosophical and religious classics of India. In 1965, when he first arrived by freighter in New York City, Srila Prabhupada was practically penniless. It was after almost a year of great difficulty that he established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in July of 1966. Under his careful guidance, the society has grown within a decade to a worldwide confederation of almost 100 ashrams, schools, temples, institutes, and farm communities. In 1968, Srila Prabhupada created New Vrindavan, an experimental Vedic community in the hills of West Virginia. Inspired by the success of New Vrindavan, now a thriving farm community of more than 1,000 acres, his students have since founded several similar communities in the United States and abroad. In 1972, His Divine Grace introduced the Vedic system of primary and secondary education in the West by founding the Gurukul School in Dallas, Texas. The school began with three children in 1972, and by the beginning of 1975, the enrollment had grown to 150. Srila Prabhupada has also inspired the construction of a large international center at Sridham Mayapur in West Bengal, India, which is also the site for a planned Institute of Vedic Studies. A similar project is the magnificent Krishna Balaram Temple and International Guest House in Vrindavan, India. These are centers where Westerners can live to gain firsthand experiences of Vedic culture. Srila Prabhupada's most significant contribution, however, is his books. Highly respected by the academic community for their authoritativeness, depth, and clarity, they are used as standard textbooks in numerous college courses. His writings have been translated into 11 languages. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, established in 1972 exclusively to publish the works of His Divine Grace, has thus become the world's largest publisher of books in the field of Indian religion and philosophy. Its latest project is the publishing of Srila Prabhupada's most recent work, a 17-volume translation and commentary completed by Srila Prabhupada in only 18 months on the Bengali religious classic Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the past 10 years, in spite of his advanced age, Srila Prabhupada has circled the globe 12 times in lecture tours that have taken him to 6 continents. In spite of such a vigorous schedule, Srila Prabhupada continues to write profusely. His writings constitute a veritable library of Vedic philosophy, religion, literature, and culture. Reviews. Scholars praise Srila Prabhupada's books. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, adheres strictly to the principles of India's ancient Vedic culture, whose goal is the spiritual perfection of man. The Krishna Consciousness movement is firmly based on the conclusive truths found in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, which contain the essence of Vedic knowledge. These three major texts, translated into the English language by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and replete with his erudite commentation, provide the philosophical and practical foundation for the Krishna Consciousness movement. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada is uniquely qualified to translate and teach Vedic knowledge. He is the representative of a well-documented disciplic succession of Vedic authorities. by providing guidelines for the practical implementation of the sublime Vedic teachings, Srila Prabhupada has for the first time successfully implanted genuine Vedic culture in the West. The books of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada are highly respected by students, scholars, and laymen alike. His works are now widely used in college courses and seminars in diverse subjects, including philosophy, religion, world literature, history, and the social sciences. The following reviews, written by scholars renowned in their fields, give graphic testimony to the scholarship and authenticity of the books of Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the Krishna consciousness movement. Bhagavad Gita as it is. Quote, no work in all Indian literature is more quoted because none is better loved in the West than the Bhagavad Gita. Translation of such a work demands not only knowledge in Sanskrit, but an inward sympathy with the theme and a verbal artistry. For the poem is a symphony in which God is seen in all things. The Swami does a real service for students by investing the beloved Indian epic with fresh meaning. Whatever our outlook may be, we should all be grateful for the labor that has led to this illuminating work. End quote. Dr. Geddes McGregor, Emeritus Distinguished Professor of Philosophy, University of Southern California. Quote, the Gita can be seen as the main literary support for the great religious civilization of India, the oldest surviving culture in the world. The present translation and commentary is another manifestation of the permanent living importance of the Gita. End quote. Thomas Merton, theologian. Quote, I am most impressed with A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's scholarly and authoritative edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is a most valuable work for the scholar as well as the layman and is of great utility as a reference book as well as a textbook. I promptly recommend this edition to my students. It is a beautifully done book. Dr. Samuel D. Atkins, Professor of Sanskrit, Princeton University. Quote, a successor of in direct line from Chaitanya, the author of Bhagavad Gita as it is entitled, according to Indian custom, to the majestic title of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The great interest that his reading of the Bhagavad Gita holds for us is that it offers us an authorized interpretation according to the principles of the Chaitanya tradition. End quote. Oliver Lancome, Professor of Sanskrit and Indology, Sorbonne University, Paris. Quote, I have had the opportunity of examining several volumes published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust and have found them to be of excellent quality and of great value for use in college classes on Indian religions. This is particularly true of the BBT edition and translation of the Bhagavad Gita. End quote. Dr. Frederick B. Underwood, Professor of Religion, Columbia University. Quote, if truth is what works, as Pierce and the pragmatics insist, there must be a kind of truth in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, since those who follow its teachings display a joyous serenity usually missing in the bleak and strident lives of contemporary people. Dr. Elwin H. Powell, Professor of Sociology, State University of New York, Buffalo. Quote, there is little question that this edition is one of the best books available on the Gita and devotion. Prabhupada's translation is an ideal blend of literal accuracy and religious insight. End quote. Dr. Thomas J. Hopkins, Professor of Religion, Franklin Marshall College. Quote, the Bhagavad Gita, one of the great spiritual texts, is not as yet a common part of our cultural milieu. This is probably less because it is alien per se than because we have lacked just the kind of close interpretive commentary upon it that Swami Bhaktivedanta has provided here, a commentary written not from only a scholar's but a practitioner's dedicated lifelong devotee's point of view. End quote. Denise Lavertov, poet. Quote, The increasing number of Western readers interested in classical Vedic thought have been done a service by Swami Bhaktivedanta in bringing us a new and living interpretation of a text already known to many. He has increased our understanding manyfold, end quote. Dr. Edward C. Dimmick, Jr., Department of South Asian Studies and Civilization, University of Chicago. Quote, the scholarly world is again indebted to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Although Bhagavad Gita has been translated many times, Prabhupada adds a translation of singular importance with his commentary, end quote. Dr. J. Stilson Judah, Professor of History of Religions and Director of Libraries, Graduate Theological University, Berkeley, California. Quote, Srila Prabhupada's edition thus fills a sensitive gap in France, where many hope to become familiar with traditional Indian thought beyond the commercial East-West hodgepodge that has arisen since the time Europeans first penetrated India. Whether the reader be an adept of Indian spiritualism or not, a reading of the Bhagavad Gita as it is will be extremely profitable. For many, this will be the first contact with the true India, the ancient India, the eternal India, end quote. François Chenique, Professor of Religious Studies, Institute of Political Studies, Paris, France. Quote, as a native of India now living in the West, it has given me much grief to see so many of my fellow countrymen coming to the West in the role of guru and spiritual leader. For this reason, I am very excited to see the publication of Bhagavad Gita as it is by Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It will help stop the terrible cheating of false and unauthorized, quote, gurus and yogis, end quote, and will give an opportunity to all people to understand the actual meaning of Oriental culture, end quote. Dr. Kailash Vajpayee, Director of Indian Studies, Center for Oriental Studies, University of Mexico. Quote, it is a deeply felt, powerfully conceived, and beautifully explained work. I don't know whether to praise more this translation of Bhagavad Gita, its daring method of explanation, or the endless fertility of its ideas. I have never seen any other work on the Gita with such an important voice and style. It will occupy a significant place in the intellectual and ethical life of modern man for a long time to come. Dr. Shalagram Shukla, Professor of Linguistics, Georgetown University. Quote, I can say that in the Bhagavad Gita as it is, I have found explanations and answers to questions I had already posed regarding the interpretations of this sacred work whose spiritual discipline I greatly admire. If that asceticism and ideal of the apostles, which forms the message of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, were more widespread and more respected, the world in which we live would be transformed into a better, more fraternal place. End quote. Dr. Paul Lesord, author, professor, honorary, Catholic University of Paris. Srimad Bhagavatam, quote, this is a work to be treasured. No one of whatever faith or philosophical persuasion who reads these books with an open mind can fail to be both moved and impressed. End quote. Dr. Gary Gillard, Professor of Psychology, Oxford University. Quote, it has been my great pleasure recently to have read the Srimad Bhagavatam in this superb edition authorized by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I am sure this monumental work will go far to bring the sublime message of the Bhagavatam to numerous Westerners who otherwise would miss this opportunity. Dr. Alex Wayman, Professor of Sanskrit, Columbia University. Quote, the Srimad Bhagavatam is extremely useful for all those interested in ancient India, whether their interest be that of the philosopher, the student of religion, the historian, the linguist, the sociologist, or the political scientists. I truly hope that Srila Prabhupada will complete his translation of the entire Bhagavat and continue to translate other eminent Sanskrit works as well. Undoubtedly, This work of Swamiji's is a great contribution to the troubled human society of today's world. End quote. Dr. Sudha L. Bhatt, Professor of Indian Languages, Boston University. Quote, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust editions of famous religious classics of India with new translations and commentaries are an important addition to our expanding knowledge of spiritual India. The new edition of the Srimad Bhagavatam is particularly welcome. End quote. Dr. John L. Meesh, Chief, Oriental Division, New York Public Library. Quote, a commentary of the Vedanta Sutra by Srila Vyasadeva divided into 12, quote, cantos, end quote, of which four are presented here in eight beautifully produced volumes. These lavish volumes, obviously the product of devotional effort, contain many lovely full-color illustrations. Choice Magazine, June 1975. Quote, in the diversity of religious approaches offered by the yogis of India, the most significant, of course, is the way of Krishna consciousness. It is amazing to see how Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami has, in less than 10 years, succeeded by his personal devotion, untiring energy, and efficient direction in organizing the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now he has undertaken this stupendous project of rendering the entire Bhagavat, the great devotional classic of India, into English. His edition is learning, blended with devotional feeling, and inspired by a definite purpose of communicating the intense lyrical and devotional quality of the Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada has done an excellent service by his able rendition of, quote, the abode of divine joy, end quote, that the Bhagavat is, end quote. Dr. Mahesh Mehta, Professor of Asian Studies, University of Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Quote, it is axiomatic that no book can be expected entirely to satisfy all its potential readers. Here is one, however, which can be said to come remarkably close to that ideal. We have here the ideal of what an edition of a Sanskrit text for a Western audience should be, end quote. Dr. R.E. Asher, Professor of Linguistics, University of Edinburgh. Quote, for those who have no access to the Sanskrit language, these books convey in superb manner the message of the Bhagavat. In addition to being a scholarly work, it directly reflects the spiritual aspirations of a religious community which has gained considerable popularity in modern America. End quote. Dr. Alaka Heji, Department of Sanskrit and Indian Studies, Harvard University. Quote, Srimad Bhagavatam is a valuable source material and cannot be but attractive to serious students and scholars of religion and philosophy. I recommend this series to anyone as an important and useful reference work. End quote. Dr. C.B. Agarwal, Chairwoman, Department of Humanities, University of Michigan. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, quote, I am most happy to have these handsomely printed volumes which embody the work of so learned and sincere a believer in the message of the Charitamrita. I thank you. Dr. Daniel H.H. Ingalls, Chairman of Department of Sanskrit and Indian Studies, Harvard University, quote, the appearance of an English translation of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by A.C. Bhaktivedanta, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is a cause for celebration among both scholars and Indian studies and lay people seeking to enrich their knowledge of Indian spirituality. It will fill a most serious lacuna in our libraries and in our courses on the religious traditions of India. For the first time, we possess a readily accessible edition for this great religious classic that will provide opportunity for scholars in Indian literature and followers of the Krishna consciousness tradition alike to compare the original text with a modern English translation and become acquainted with the deeper spiritual meaning of this work through the learned commentary of Srila Bhaktivedanta. Anyone who gives a close reading to the commentary will sense that here, As in his other works, Sri Bhaktivedanta has combined a healthy mixture of the fervent devotion and aesthetic sensitivity of a devotee and the intellectual rigor of a textual scholar. At no point does the author allow the intended meaning of the text to be eclipsed by the promotion of a particular doctrinal persuasion. These exquisitely wrought volumes will be a welcome addition to the libraries of all persons who are committed to the study of Indian spirituality and religious literature, whether their interests are sparked by the motivation of the scholar, the devotee, or the general reader. End quote. Dr. J. Bruce Long, Department of Asian Studies, Cornell University. Quote, it is a remarkable document of great historical and sociological importance, giving a picturesque presentation of the socio-religious climate in the India of Sri Chaitanya's times and the far-reaching social and religious changes wrought by him. As a literary piece, it is regarded as a great work of merit, having no parallel in the whole of Bengali literature. As a religious text, its sanctity is comparable to that of the Bhagavad Gita. This English edition, translated by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is superb. It contains the original Sanskrit and Bengali verses with their English transliteration, synonyms, translation, and elaborate purports, easily bearing testimony to the author's profound knowledge of the subject. End quote. Dr. O.B. L. Kapoor, Emeritus Chairman and Professor, Department of Philosophy, Government Postgraduate Study, or College, Gyanpur, India. Quote, it is a genuine joy to have this momentous biographical work on the life of Bengal's great saint, Chaitanya, prepared by his best-known modern interpreter, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Dr. Mark Jugendschmeier, Associate Professor of Ethics and the Phenomenology of Religions, Graduate Theological University, Berkeley, California. Quote, year by year, interest in Eastern religious thought and philosophy grows in America. The editing and translating of the important Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will make substantial contribution to those who seek information about Indian concepts. End quote. Dr. Gerald A. Laurie, Professor of Religion, University of Southern California. Quote, I can recommend Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita as a source of rich insights for every serious student of consciousness. End quote. Dr. Rory O'Day, Department of Human Relations, University of Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Other major writings by His Divine Grace. Quote, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya is an authentic and lucid account in English of the life and philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The spiritual movement initiated by, quote, the great master, end quote, 500 years ago, has profoundly influenced millions of men and women in India ever since and is presently making its mark throughout the world. Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the present spiritual master of the movement, is in disciplic succession, has done a great service to the English-speaking world by making this spiritual treasure available in English. End quote. Dr. K.L. Shashigiri Rao, Professor of Religious Studies, University of Virginia. Quote, Krishna is an important book both for the new student of the history of religions and for the professional scholar. It is a helpful and significant contribution to the growing phenomenon of interest in the religions of Asia. End quote. William A. Johnson, Professor of Philosophy, Brandeis University. Quote, the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should prove to be an important addition to materials available for college courses in religion. It is one of the best sources in English for gaining insight into the bhakti religious tradition. End quote. Louis Roberts, Executive Chairman, Faculty of Foreign Languages and Literatures, Syracuse University. Quote, the perfection of yoga is most useful for anyone wishing to understand the meaning of yoga. It also introduces the student to study the Bhagavad Gita and shows how direct and simple, yet in another sense, how profoundly complex is the path of spiritual growth through yoga practice. It is a scholarly book, yet has direct personal meaning for all. a powerful combination, end quote. Dr. Frank Ledwith, Professor of Psychology, University of St. Andrews, Fife, Scotland. Quote, I think the best feature of the Hare Krishna movement is that it is providing scholars with excellent translations of the rarest books on Krishna Bhakti, end quote. Dr. Lawrence Shin, Professor of Religion, Oberlin College. Quote, I have read Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami's books with great care, attention, and profound interest, and have found them to be of incalculable value to anyone who is curious about India's spiritual and cultural heritage. The author of these books displays on every page an astounding scholarship in the subjects treated, and also an understanding of ease and exposition of abstruse ideas, which are rarest gifts. End quote. Dr. H. B. Kulkarni, Professor of English and Philosophy, Utah State University. Quote, the publications of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust are very valuable documents and will no doubt become classics for the English reader of Indian religious literature. Dr. Jerry M. Chance, Chairman, Philosophy, Department of Philosophy and Religion, Florida A&M University. Quote, these books are not only beautiful, but also relevant to our times as we, as a nation, search for new cultural patterns for our way of life, end quote. Dr. C.L. Spreadbury, Doctor of Sociology, or Professor of Sociology, Stephen F. Austin State University.